Something caught our eye in the Sun Times yesterday in David Roeder's column. He's the business and labor reporter for the Sun Times. And he wrote about a project near McCormick Place that you don't see every day that could pioneer a new business niche in Chicago with substantial job prospects and opportunities for community events. David, this sounds interesting, but I swear I read your column a couple of times and I'm still trying to figure out what exactly this thing is they're building. How you doing today?
Yes, good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Yes, it's a new new thing. We're talking about e-sports, virtual reality gaming, and watching these events. that's something we haven't seen around here. You know, there've been one-off events for some of these leagues and games that are around. They've been held at the United Center. They've been held at Wintrust Arena. But this would be kind of a purpose-built facility for people who are really into to this stuff and learning new skills in this arena as well.
This is a $30 million project, an esports arena, 2500 South Wabash Avenue. Actually, it's going to cover much of that area on South Wabash, 108,000 square feet. And why is there some controversy over this? I've seen some editorials saying this may not be a great thing for the city. What's the downside? As you point out, it's going to mean jobs and some, obviously, tax money for this area. What's the problem?
You know, you're right. This went through the community zoning process, and it ended up getting pretty broad support from local neighborhood groups, from schools like IIT and DePaul that run these virtual reality programs and are kind of looking for an outlet for their students. There was concern over the crowds that would come in, the parking and signage, things like that. They worked that out, though. This is a new and interesting venture, and we'll have to see if it can work. There will be only ticketed events here, it's not designed for just you and your friends dropping in to play some games. You would have to be part of a ticketed program that's going on there. Imagine this could be special events like training events for first responders. You could do specialized school programs. There are leagues for these virtual reality games that could sponsor events there for their top players. So this could run a gamut of different kinds of things. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see them try this, and it could draw some people, especially conventioneers from McCormick Place, if we ever get back to the point where we can have those again. Mm-hmm. Maybe drawing them a little further south in the city than they usually go.
And the builders say they want to open this place in the fall of next year. That seems ambitious, doesn't it?
Yes, it's a pretty aggressive construction schedule. They hope to start this summer. Since it's a demolition of one property and reuse of another, they feel they can get this going rather quickly. And one of the things here that they feel they have an advantage is you put all of this equipment in one time, and you don't have to put it in, take it out, keep doing that to move around to different venues. They feel they have a cost advantage in just centralizing all this stuff. And then when you get a crowd in there, you know, selling them food and drinks and merchandise and whatnot. So they feel that there's some revenue opportunity there. It's you know, very much a kind of a pioneering new niche, but it also could have some community benefits for local schools and organizations as well.
Yeah, as you pointed out in your column, the global esports audience is 474 million, and they're predicting the audience will grow to 577 million in the next couple of years, and I guess that's one of the reasons they're investing all this money. What did we say? How much? $30 million in
this
venture.
$30 million.
Yeah, near McCormick Place. And I, you know, reading about this, large floors, you roam in virtual reality. You're outfitted with goggles, a backpack, and whatever the game requires: wands, toy guns. I mean, this sounds pretty crazy.
I know, and supposedly there's going to be some safety features built in, so when you got your goggles on, you don't run into walls or run into other players too. They say they've worked out a lot of those bugs, and they worked it out so they found out people don't get motion sickness when they do this stuff. So there's some safety features that are going to be built in there, and then of course this all presumes that we're going to be getting beyond the COVID restrictions. The developers here hope that by the end of 2022, when they want this up and going, that that COVID is in our memory. We'll have to see about that.
Two-story building, and the facility at 2540 South Wabash. They're renovating, and they're doing some new construction to the north, all there in the 2500 block of South Wabash, with a capacity eventually of over 1,000 people. Well, thanks for explaining this, David, because, as I said, I read the column yesterday in the Sun-Times a couple of times, and I was thinking, what is this exactly? But I think I know now, and it's going to be an interesting addition to our city, isn't it?
Yes, it's kind of hard to grasp, but I guess if you're a devoted gamer, this could be something that could really be on your calendar to visit now.
Yeah, I don't know if you and I will, but a lot of people will. David Roeder, business and labor reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times. Thanks, David. Good talking to you.
Thank you. Good to see you, Bob.